Basically, I kept seeing things on media, etc., celebrating the 100 years of women in the army, obviously since 1917. And I just had this vision in my head. Wouldn't it be great if we could get a photograph of every rank representing every cap badge in various types of uniforms, uniforms that had quite a big impact. For example, I had a musician from the Band of the Scots Guards in bearskin and tunic, a paramedic, a doctor in scrubs, a padre in a robes and cassocks. And I just thought it would show how much we've progressed since 1917, where it was just nurses, whereas today we employ females in every role in the army. We've opened it up to infantry now. The role is open, and that's the main thing.
As you mentioned, the role of women in the army has come such a long way since 1917, but why would you say it's important to celebrate?
Because I don't think people are actually aware of how much it's evolved. I've been in coming up 26 years and it's changed massively there for the roles of women. I remember in my basic training, which was February 92, and we had the first three women to join the Army Air Corps as soldiers in my intake. And look now, hundreds, thousands of women are in the Air Corps. So I do think it's important to see how it's evolved, how much of an equal opportunity it is to join the army, because it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, what your background, you are given an opportunity to do something based on your ability and because of what you can bring.
The photo as they lined up on the steps of the old college here at Sandhurst looked absolutely fantastic. Just tell us, what trades and cap badges were involved in the photo?
Okay, so starting from the top, Brigadier Sharon S. Smith, who was Royal Signals, but obviously is now General Staff. I had two ladies who are colonels. One was a corps colonel from the Remy. One was a nurse, and obviously she's reached really high in her trade. Then I had a Lieutenant Colonel who was Intelligence Corps. I had two majors. One is a pilot in the Army Air Corps. One's a doctor in the Royal Army Medical Corps. Then I had two captains. I had a padre in her cassock and robes, an RMP captain. She was in a stab vest. Then I had three WO1s, because I realised when I first came up with the idea and I was jotting everything down, that we now actually have women in more cap badges than we do have, than we have ranks that cover those cap badges. So a friend of mine gave me the idea, why don't you get three WO1s, because you could have a Corps RSM. So I had the Corps RSM of the Royal Army Dental Corps, get a Regimental Sergeant Major from a Royal Artillery, and I got a WO1 in trade, which was AGCSBS, a WO2, who's an EOD tech, bomb disposal operator from the RLC. Staff Sergeant, I had PT Corps. Sergeants, I had two. I had an Army Welfare Worker, and I had a paramedic. Corporal, had a nurse, but then I also had King's Troop Royal Arse Artillery, musicians, Royal Army Veterinary Corps. The only cap badges we couldn't get today were the cavalry, because I know that one was on exercise, till the end of the month, and one's away on a course. So, and I'm sure even those in years to come, we'll see more of them.